This is Robert Kurtz, editor of Becker's Hospital Review. Today I am pleased to be joined by Dr. Prakash Patel, CEO, and Dr. Stephen Arnold, Chief Medical Officer of Access MediQuip, a provider of comprehensive surgical implant management solutions. I'll be asking Drs. Patel and Arnold five questions pertaining to the topic of surgical implant procedures in hospitals. Drs. Patel and Arnold, thank you for taking the time to speak with me to share your expertise with our readers. Dr. Patel's first question is for you. Can you speak to what you see as the biggest issues hospitals face when it comes to procedures with surgical implants?
Certainly. Thank you, Robert, and it's wonderful to be here with you. More and more, we're seeing hospitals demanding concrete leading solutions and results in the expensive and complex surgical implant device sector. And frankly, they should. There are a lot of outside market dynamics bearing down on hospital surgical implant procedures, and as many of us appreciate, none of them are positive. Hospital operating margins have decreased due to restrictive hospital prospective payment systems. Secondly, a shift in payer mix to less lucrative payers such as Medicare and Medicaid, and also an increased volume of free care associated with uninsured patients. And adding to this mix is the ever-increasing number of new technologies and advancements with new products that adds to the challenges. These pressures have and continue and will continue to have increasing impact on the surgical implant landscape for hospitals. For example, some of the overriding impact, according to the AHA, has been on the profits for hospitals. In 1997, orthopedic programs accounted for 25% of hospital profits. And the most recent data we have, in 2009, orthopedic programs provided only 2% in profits. The good news is that hospitals can take specific measurable actions today to counter these difficult market forces that seem to be out of their control.
Thank you. Moving over to Dr. Arnold for the next question. Dr. Arnold, could you speak to how a hospital would know what are the indicators that the hospital is in need of making significant changes to their surgical implant processes?
Thank you, Robert. I think Dr. Patel very neatly laid out the issues and the demands on cost. So today, hospitals really have to start with reviewing their own data. That is how much they pay for their devices and all costs related to the use of the operating room and hospital supplies. Next, they really need to compare their costs, especially their implant direct costs, and compare them with their reimbursements from the payers. Then they need to determine just how long it takes them to get paid by each payer. They also must compare their reimbursement with their payer contracts. Are they being paid according to the contract, or are they receiving less than they should? Finally, the hospital finance officers must compare their expenses to their reimbursements to determine if they're making a reasonable profit for each of the targeted areas. So I think that, in other words, the results and the feedback really has to be determined by the hospital, clearly laid out by their finance departments, and really taking a very, very close look on the contracts and what they are reimbursed.
Thank you. Back to Dr. Patel for a third question. What can hospitals do to strengthen their surgical implant processes and procedures?
Building on what Dr. Arnold just outlined, a key gap we have observed is hospitals need the tools and expertise to gain true insight and visibility into their processes. And this will give hospitals a solid foundation and starting point for making the meaningful changes that we can assist with around surgical implants. In fact, we've attracted hospitals to our surgical device network by improving their cash flow and reimbursement risk while simultaneously reducing administrative processing around devices in both the inpatient and outpatient settings. The way we communicate our program, it's fundamentally a four-part program, and we customize it to each hospital's needs and unique circumstances. First, we address the cash flow concerns. Two, our program controls the administrative costs with inventory and operational management. Thirdly, we manage the hospital reimbursement risk And finally, we assist the hospitals to manage the quality and reimbursement requirements of federal healthcare reform and other regulatory aspects that they're already dealing with today. And hospitals can do all of these things, and with our assistance, we've seen them do it quite effectively with a very positive impact, both operationally and financially.
Thank you. Dr. Arnold, hospitals are clearly challenged today with identifying improvement opportunities and solutions for a significant number of areas within their operations. Why do hospitals need to target these surgical implants procedures as a critical area to bring about such improvements?
Well, surgical implant procedures today are becoming both more frequent and more expensive. Cost versus reimbursement may just not be enough to cover their hospital expenses. And it's more than just that. And as Dr. Patel pointed out, it's also quality driven. And at any time, a hospital may be audited by any payer, both for quality and utilization. And hospitals have to be able to determine quality and safety measures, including surgical outcomes, and outliers in their surgical fields. So that's another area where we can help.
Dr. Patel, I'd like you to address the final question for us. Can you speak a little bit more to what has been Access MediQuip's experience with helping hospitals improve surgical implant procedures?
This is an area that we have tremendous amount of experience and significant measurable results for our hospital clients. We have hundreds of surgical facilities in our national network today, and almost a third of our network is generated through hospital activities. We just, in fact, recently passed an exciting milestone for our company. We now serve more than 100 hospitals nationally across the country. And we're executing plans for continued significant growth in 2012 and beyond. And given what both myself and Dr. Arnold have described, you can understand why the significant growth we're seeing in the hospital areas, given the issues that the hospitals are struggling with, especially around surgical implants and what we're able to do for them. And in our business lines, what has really helped us to accelerate the outcomes for our hospitals is that we have a tremendous amount of experience backed by processing over 400,000 implants and related devices, which are all now embedded in our rich database with the excellent reporting capabilities to assist the hospitals to understand their spend, where their opportunities to save, benchmark across hospitals in their own region, let alone nationally. This not only makes us the largest and most experienced company in the business, but also allows us to capture trends and provide the kind of insight into the surgical implant market that our hospital clients and others, including ASCs, are demanding. The results and the feedback have been very, very positive. Give you a couple of examples. The University of California San Francisco Medical Center, UCSF, joined our surgical device network because they wanted to strengthen financial performance and gain valuable insights to ensure that their surgeons would continue to provide quality outcomes, as Dr. Arnold was alluding to, without compromising the cost containment issues that all hospitals are struggling with. In their words, they have been incredibly pleased with their partnership with us. Another large hospital system, UGH in Houston, quoted that as a result of joining Access MediQuip surgical device network, they have been able to access increased volume and have very much appreciated that our capabilities have proven its value to them.
Excellent, thank you. Before we conclude, are there any final comments?
In closing, we would like to underscore that there are concrete and meaningful areas that all hospitals can improve in when it comes to the management of surgical implant procedures, as we've discussed here. With Access MediQuip's expertise and assistance, the first step is a matter of performing the critical review and analysis noted and identifying the areas where improvement opportunities are present.
Thank you, Dr. Patel and Dr. Arnold, for your time and insight. You can learn more about Access MediQuip at www.accessmediquip, that's AccessMediQuip.com, or by calling 877-985-4850. If you have any feedback on this program or requests for future podcast topics, please email me at rob@beckers, B-E-C-K-E-R-S, healthcare, all one word, .com. And please make sure to regularly visit Becker's Hospital Review at www.beckershospitalreview, all one word, .com for the latest business, legal, and clinical news and guidance for hospitals and health systems. Thank you for joining us.